going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We have commissioned a group to study whether this is called Cheers and Jeers or Jeers and Cheers with Rochelle Olson. Dave, do we have any data back on our study so far?
We've got some data, but we've got the nerds, the calculator nerds, still crunching numbers, yeah. So no official word yet.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is Jeers and Cheers or Cheers and Cheers, but our friend Rochelle Olson is here. I appreciated the picture last week of Duke. Duke looked very nice.
Yeah, he's a handsome dude.
How old is Duke, by the way, your dog?
Duke is coming up on 7 years. I've had him for 3. He's a rescue because everyone should adopt, not shop.
It's almost
rescue
like
pets are the best.
It's almost like a commercial broke out right there, Dave.
That was very nice.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. If you can bring a rescue dog into your life, you're just better off. Since we're talking dogs, Dave found a story today. Dogs outrank all humans except kids in our relationships. Does Rochelle Olson agree with that study, that dogs outrank all humans except kids in our relationships? Basically, the bottom line is if you're a parent, you might love your kids more than your dogs, but outside of that, everyone else, your spouse, your brothers, your mom and dad – are after your dogs. Where does Mrs. Either Jeers and Cheers or Cheers and Jeers stand on that?
You know, I think there's not a week that passes where I don't have this same conversation with friends. It's the dog outranks everything. At a certain point in life, the dog is everything. I mean, who's more loyal than the dog? The dog is always there for you. The dog never criticizes. Yes, yeah. It barks sometimes and, you know, does other things and it costs you money and blah, blah, blah. But the dog is loyal. What are they known for? They're loyal. They're the best.
I'm with you 100%. You know who's a dog hater? Adam Carter. Do you remember him?
No.
Yeah. Dave, go ahead. Not a big fan of dogs.
No, he's even got dogs and somehow still hates dogs.
Yeah. And you know,
no.
I'm going to tell you somebody who has more disdain for dogs, another member of our staff.
Yeah.
Take a shot who that is. Another member who, you know.
Susie.
Susie loves dogs. Susie's a sweetheart. No, this person.
Anita?
Nope. Another kind, great human being. This person's a borderline.
Well, psychopath?
Psychopath. Clearly a narcissist. I mean, everybody acknowledges that. Might be on After Me. You know, just that might be a hint.
Jason?
Yeah. Not a dog lover in any way.
Really?
Yeah. What does that tell you about him?
Well, it's really tragic. Really, I don't get people who don't like dogs. I know some people too, and I don't get it.
If you were queen of the world, and someone admitted they didn't like dogs, would you like them to go to another planet? Yes or no?
Well, that's a level of hate or banishment that I don't like to put out into the world, Chad. I mean, I think we should all live in peace and harmony.
I've read your stuff. What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm not going to say somebody should go to another planet, but would I like to live in a small house with a gigantic fenced yard and 200 dogs? Yes, I would.
Okay, now that's taking it a bit far. Okay.
Maybe a bit.
Okay, Dave, which one is more troubling to you? I'm suggesting that anyone who acknowledges that they don't love dogs, Pluto, we count Pluto as a planet. We have not given up on it.
Yep.
Neptune, Saturn, Jupiter. Rochelle just said a 400 square foot house, 200 dogs, and a fence.
Yeah. Well, that's a little absurd.
The yard would be big. There would be heated dog houses outside. I mean, that might be a little overkill, but, you know, I like dogs. So
Elon says we'll be to Mars by next Tuesday. So really asking someone to go to another planet isn't that much.
Yeah, might not be. Okay, we're going to pause in a little bit, and we're going to jump into cheers and jeers. But I want to get to the biggest story of the day, not too far from here, that federal prosecutors have charged a Milwaukee judge, not a Milwaukee citizen, but a Milwaukee judge was obstructing an immigration arrest operation. The FBI director, Kash Patel, it was out, then it wasn't out, but then they announced it, that Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan intentionally misdirecting federal agents. Okay, so this has been a big story for a while. So it involves an individual named Eduardo Flores Ruiz. Learned April 18th that federal agents were waiting outside her courtroom to arrest this individual, a 30-year-old Mexican national set to appear before her on a misdemeanor state battery charges. Dugan, according to the charges, Rochelle, into our audience, allegedly confronted the agents in the hallway, according to the affidavit, according to what the FBI is saying, when they told her they had an administrative warrant to detain Flores Ruiz, she instructed them to speak to the court's chief judge. Okay, that seems possible. Now, while the agents were away, according to the affidavit, Dugan quietly postponed the hearing and directed him and his lawyer to leave through a private jury room exit instead of the public entryway. The agent spotted Flores Ruiz outside the courthouse and detained him after a brief foot chase. So this is obviously taking things dramatically further from this administration and various courts and immigration and the Trump taking a different approach. When I first heard about this, I was stunned. What is your reaction, at least from what we know, at least on one side of the story?
Well, I just literally got off the phone with a retired judge friend of mine who shall remain anonymous.
Okay.
Who is probably a pretty lefty, compassionate type judge who said she shouldn't have let them out that special entrance. That if she wanted to give them a heads up, okay, but that the opening the special exit was a step too far. I initially was appalled as well, but this is a judge I know and trust who just couldn't abide what she did.
Yeah, I was not appalled. I was just stunned by what happened. But I'm with your judge. I'm sorry. You're allowed. And again, I think what a crazy concept. I believe the Trump administration needs to follow the law, and the law does allow courts to render decisions. But when someone's there to be arrested, you can't pull the okie doke. You can't say to federal authorities, when you're a judge, hey, go over there, but I'm going to let the individual and his legal team escape the other way. You can't have that happen. Absolutely not.
Well, and we know, I mean, judges and lawyers are, quote, officers of the court who take oaths to uphold the Constitution. And, you know, two rights doesn't make a wrong. I mean, you can have compassion for the person being arrested, but do you get to show them the back door? That's a tough one.
No, you cannot. You cannot. Yeah. You can feel like, and then you can offer, you can render decisions, and they can move up the chain of command. But a judge, even if the judge most passionately and legally, Rochelle, to me, and again, People get to disagree. I get that. That's part of the process. But even if they disagree, you can't then say, oh, no, the authorities are coming, so I'm going to create a situation where basically lying, go talk to another judge while I'm going to lead you out the other way. That can't happen.
Right. Yeah. Right.
All right. People can chime in on that if they'd like. 651-461-9226. Let's get to Rochelle's column, Cheers and Jeers. Right back with Rochelle in a matter of moments here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Continuing with our friend Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune, Cheers and Jeers. That's her column. She'll give you another column during the week, too. Cheers and Jeers pops up later Thursday afternoon. We react today. So among your jeers is Mary Moriarty, the Hennepin County attorney, case we talked about multiple days here.
Yeah.
This is the one with the state employee, Dylan Bryan Adams, who... when it was the thing to do, when it was criminal behavior to go after Elon Musk because what was going on with Doge and his support of Trump to damage Tesla vehicles. Indefensible, by the way. He's arrested. Excellent work by MPD. 6 Tesla vehicles damaged. $20,000. One vehicle over $10,000. And instead of felony charges, a diversion program. And you talked about the lack of an explanation, and I want to just say a little bit more, and then I want you to expand, because your colleague, someone I know very well, Jeff Day, in following up yesterday in your paper with the great insight, a 19-year-old Robbinsdale woman with no criminal record was charged with first-degree felony property damage when Monday, after she allegedly keyed her co-worker's car at White Castle in Brooklyn Park. The damage to the car was estimated $7,000. She's due to make her first court appearance in 2 weeks. That's a 19-year-old. This is one vehicle, no criminal background, and faces the first-degree felony. And this other individual, 6 different cars, and just gets the diversion program? Explain.
I can't explain. That's why I gave it a jeer. And I think Mary Moriarty should explain it. I read every word of Jeff's story multiple times. And I also, by the way, reached out to Jeff to see if I was misunderstanding or not seeing the explanation. And he didn't have any more to add to it. I would like to hear more from the county attorney about why. I don't get it. And I covered the courts for a few years. It doesn't make any sense to me. And by the way, violence is never the answer, Chad.
That's
even if it's a vehicle. Right.
I just think, and I've made my I've made this point a number of times on a number of decisions, including ones that Jeff pointed out, where I just have disagreed. And she ran on a different approach than Mike Freeman and Martha Holton Dimmick, including emphasizing more rehabilitation, a different approach. I got it. But, Rochelle, to me, it's almost like sports, where a coach has decided we're going to run this system no matter what, no matter the personnel, no matter the opponent. I'm just going to do this over and over again. And I feel like Moriarty's team, with her having the final side, is so insistent on times of rehabilitation. But then just this contrast within days of each other. Unless all of us are missing something dramatic about the Robbinsdale person. And trust me, Dave can back this up. There have been numerous times where the Moriarty team is listening to the show or is informed about things and will send us, Dave, you chime in, an email or something, said, oh, no, you're missing something. Has anybody received anything clarifying the Robbinsdale woman story, Dave?
Don't believe so.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Well, and I don't think we did either. I mean, I would love to see it. I didn't hear from Mary Moriarty today after that jeer. She didn't send me any more explanation. And it's always hard comparing cases. Maybe you don't know the whole story or somebody's background. I don't know. But, boy, she knows how this looks in the public domain. And she has the ability to step up to the microphone and explain it to all of us. That's part of her job.
Yep.
And that's why she got a jeer.
Yeah, and so far, I think the problem is she has no explanation. She can't convince any of us that there is a difference between the two. Okay, Sandy Pappas. I feel like Sandy Pappas has been in St. Paul forever. So we've got the Bobby Joe champion situation here on ethics. And as you point out, she is the ethics subcommittee chairwoman, Sandy Pappas, DFL out of St. Paul. She informs a PAC room that she intentionally ignored any public watchdog reporting in her preparation for this hearing. What is she talking about?
Well, she said it again yesterday because they had another hearing yesterday. She's just saying she didn't read or track any of the public information, which, again, I found very puzzling because when you're on a jury, right, or you're maybe involved in some sort of quasi-judicial situation where you're warned not to read the media coverage, that wasn't the case here. Part of her job, one would think, is to be informed about what had happened that led us up to this point. But again, she said it yesterday, and
it's insulting.
Didn't make any sense to me either time.
I think it's insulting. And as you point out, let's give credit first. Minnesota Reformer had it. Very good reporting. You guys expanded on it. So did other outlets. But this, to me, I'm sorry. If anybody's just saying a DFLer is protecting a fellow DFLer, sure looks like it to me.
Well, and the thing is that Senator Champion is the actual ethics chair and that Senator Pappas is just filling in for him while they deal with his complaint.
Right. That's a very good point. All right, let's finish on a positive one. The University of Minnesota's dance team.
Yes.
They're unbelievable. I mean, they're just phenomenal, and point out their success and why you included them in the cheers category.
Well, they've been just consistent excellence for two decades now, and they've also, there's a young man on the team who named Matthew Greco. I think that's how you pronounce it. If you watch even just a snippet of this, this kid is off the charts in terms of talent and skill and star power. It is, you can't watch their dancing and not just sort of be overjoyed. And they did great yesterday, I understand as well.
23 national championships.
Yeah.
And it's become a tradition where the videos will pop up, and I know other people probably, Rochelle, are paying more close attention during the year, and bravo to them. But they'll come up, and you're like, you're just reminded, even with the turnover, even with new kids, it's just spectacular what they've done year in and year out.
It's like the football team, you know? It's the same thing. There's year
similar.
In and year out.
Very similar.
Excellence on the gridiron.
Yes, very, very good point. All right, I plan on sending you 194 rescue dogs over the weekend.
Okay. Don't. No.
Fun as always. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk next week.
Bye.
Rochelle Olson. Right here on the home of the Twins. Who we got tonight? We got the Angels.
Yeah, first of three with the Halos.
Text me the first California Angel. I know they're not the California, but they should be. The first California Angels player you think of. Dave Harrigan, who's number one for you?
Tim Salmon.
Tim Salmon. I know we think of him more with the A's or Yankees, but you know the first guy I think of? I think of Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, I was going to say he's number two on my list.
I think of Reggie.
Not Trout. Trout.
I
prefer salmon to trout. That's what I say.
Yeah, trout. Smoked trout. Pretty good.
I'll still take the salmon.
Yeah. Rodney Klein.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. Twins Angels, it's a biggie. 6 o'clock pregame tonight on CCO.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.